Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule to chat with us about Being Mary Jane.
My pleasure.
So we have a lot of questions about this season that you will not be able to give us answers to. I just want to know, is Dr. Lisa going to get a man this season?
Ooh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be great. I mean, because I'm very focused on Mary Jane and she's the title character and all, but you're a beautiful, successful doctor and you need to have a love life too. What are we going to do about this?
I know. Well, she starts to work out some things and some things are revealed. So she still has a lot to do to figure herself out.
So it's like your character as Dr. Lisa is still developing, because I don't think we really understand everything that's going on with your character, correct?
Right. And I think just like in life, people aren't open books. You know, we start to understand things about them as we come to know them. So she sort of keeps her drama to herself and is oftentimes there as a supportive friend.
Mm-hmm.
But we start to see more about what's really sort of underneath her struggle.
I find that all of the women in this show are very complex characters, as most women are. So I can't wait to see how all of that gets revealed. Now, as we were leading up to the premiere of Being Mary Jane last week, BET actually sent out some gift boxes, and some of the promotional items inside the gift boxes, you know, were really nice. We got a really nice Being Mary Jane bag and a really nice Being Mary Jane t-shirt. And then we got a Being Mary Jane turkey baster. And which takes us back to the end of last season when Mary Jane decided to give David back the sperm that she had saved in a cup in her freezer. And I'm thinking that Dr. Lisa would not approve of the Being Mary Jane turkey baster, right?
Well, it's not really what we would use in the hospital. I would not be on board with that.
So are you saying that you're opposed to the idea of saving the sperm, or you're opposed to the methodology presented by the BET Being Mary Jane turkey baster?
Well, there are a lot of things. It depends on what day of the week it would be for Lisa.
Oh.
If she's out dealing with the trees, or if she's actually at the hospital.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. We will wait and see how all... Well, she's given the sperm back, so we know that she's not doing anything with that particular batch. We will hold on to the turkey baster just in case it comes up later in the season. Now, this is hard. Take yourself out of the show. Okay, you're just like us. You're sitting at home watching this show. What would you be saying to Mary Jane? Like, get a grip, get out of it, get over him, move on. Like, what would you say as just a girlfriend watching the show with your friends, not a character of the show?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was so hard watching it last week, that moment when you find out they were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She was pregnant with his child.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, ugh, you're still there?
Right.
You're still with this guy, like, it might be time. Like, you're better than what he's offering.
Right. Right. Yeah, right. Because he's really not offering anything. I mean, I know that
exactly.
When my girlfriends talk about it, everybody's like, she needs to move on. She needs to get on Tinder, find five or six guys to distract her from this silliness and keep it moving. But it's hard. Emotions are difficult.
It's definitely. Absolutely.
All right.
Sometimes it's the heart that sort of takes us down the rabbit hole.
The heart. If we could just cut it out and let it go sometimes, it would be a lot easier. Now, how is exciting? No, right? How exciting is it to be on a show like this? And did you have any idea that it would be this big?
No, we're hoping, but it's sort of beyond expectation. It's been awesome. It really, really is such an exciting journey, especially to be able to work with the cast that I get to work with and the writers. It's like, I mean, the production, the crew, I mean, really, it may sound hokey, but I really do love going to work with these people.
Now, are there any hints that you can give us about tonight's episode? Is Dr. Lisa in the second episode? Do we know that yet?
Dr. Lisa, don't believe you're going to see her story, because there's another friend whose story there's so many secrets that start to get revealed in this, and there's a whopper that comes out tonight, an absolute whopper. It was some great guest stars. Absolutely. It's going to be on point.
So Being Mary Jane, we should not miss it tonight at 10 p.m.
No.
on BET. And we look forward to hearing Dr. Lisa's story. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what her demons are, because clearly there are some there.
Yes, and they definitely will be revealed this season.
All right. Well, thank you for giving up no information. You're a great secret keeper. We'll say that. Thanks for chatting with us, and we can't wait to see Being Mary Jane tonight on BET.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.